Good morning. It's time for the K-State Research and Extension Report. And joining us this morning is Frontier Extension District Director, Family and Community Wellness Agent, Rebecca McFarland. Good morning, Rebecca.
Good morning.
Now, more with the annual reports, and I'll let everybody get acquainted with the numbers.
Yes, yes. So last time I shared three or four different articles about the work or the impact that we made in 2025. And again, this is just a really highlight our snapshot of some of the work that we do. So we can't possibly share, you know, all of that in a report. It would be multiple pages, but I do feel like it's important for us to, again, to share the information. So we share a lot of information about our programs. We share subject matter information as well. And as director, I feel like it's really important for me to share about the impact that we are making. And so I want to start with a series that occurred actually about a year ago, and that was a women in agriculture kind of workshop titled Leaving a Lasting Legacy for Midwestern Farm Women, and it really was about succession planning. So there were four sessions that were held. We held them at the Grace Community Church in Overbrook, and there were 61 other locations across Kansas, Nebraska, and Indiana. So this spanned multiple states, and so we were one of those locations. And it was produced collaboratively by Kansas State University, the University of Nebraska, Lincoln, and Purdue as well. And so Ryan Schaub, Janae McNally, Lauren Gamma, and myself, we all teamed up to host this series. And so it was a mixture, it was kind of a hybrid, a mixture of hearing from speakers virtually, and doing some work there locally at in the class itself. And so it really did provide some practical strategies for evaluating and improving farm estate and transition planning. So the value of this also is really, again, bringing people together, bringing families, producers together, talking about some scenarios, talking about the challenges, how can we resolve these challenges, how can we work through this process. So the participants did appreciate the educational content, but they really did express that the locally led activities were especially valuable. They fostered meaningful connections among women in agriculture, creating opportunities to share experiences, build trust, and strengthen social support networks. So even though this was called a Midwest Farm Women's Series, of course, we welcome anyone, and we did have some men there as well. Another highlight I wanted to share is, and I think Chelsea probably has shared this, but Chelsea Richmond, our Nutrition, Food Safety, and Health Agent, worked with the Richmond Food Pantry to enhance the nutritional environment. And she worked with the Richmond First United Methodist Church on a grant, received a $5,000 mini grant through the Kansas Health Foundation and a Hunger Free Kansas initiative. So the funding created an opportunity for the district to partner with the Richmond Food Pantry again, which is located in the church there, to promote healthier food choices. So it allowed them to purchase some shelving, I believe a refrigerator as well. They placed some nutrition nudges on shelving, provided like food safety information. It improved the food organization. And so really just enhanced that space. And the reason this is important, of course, is because of food accessibility. You think about some of our smaller communities, there's not a grocery store there. There may not have any place to get food. And so by providing this, the food pantry, and providing those enhancements, then it really did, again, enhance the ability for residents in that area to access food. And then the last one I want to share about is about our 4-H program. And again, you hear many times, you know, weekly about what's going on our 4-H program. And so many people are, again, aware of our traditional 4-H program, which we're really proud of. There's a lot of history there, which is, of course, based in our community club structure. So we have community clubs, and we have 4-H members and families involved in those community clubs. But again, we've really been able to expand that program with program managers in every county as well. And so been able to provide programming in schools and libraries, maybe after school programs too. And then offering a multitude of opportunities for our 4-H members. And again, this really helps them to create critical thinking skills, to do some problem solving. They get to be creative. And so all of these opportunities allow our youth, it actually equips them with skills for life. So they learn how to, they develop their leadership skills. And again, we're working on those skills for life, whether it's, you know, workforce development, in communities, relationships, all of these skills we're helping our 4-H members develop. And I think I'll stop there, Blake, but again, have much more to share. Again, if anyone has questions about the Frontier Extension District or anything that I've shared this morning, please give me a call at 785-229-3520.
Always good to get a recap on what you guys get done, and it's so much, it's so vast that good to get a little bit of a touching up point, a little bit on the end of the year there. That's for sure. Tune in tomorrow morning at 6:40 for Meredith Zine Extension District Agriculture and Natural Resources Agent Caitlin Barthol.